we're talking about a series for Advent called Here that's focused on the story of Advent and specifically the birth of Jesus. And we're going to sit here in this moment for our entire Advent because I think for many of us, we have a pre-constructed idea of what Advent and the birth of Jesus looks like, right? And so one of the things that we want to do is we want to open up our hearts this morning and this series to wonder. To this idea that there's more than you can see, right? When you think about the story of the nativity and the birth of Jesus right now, you already have that constructed idea, and either through like books, through shows, music, the Bible, whatever your like medium is where you have constructed this idea of what happens at the birth of Jesus, we want to open our eyes to see more than we see. And so this morning when we talk about Discipleship Sunday, we want to wonder together. What do you see? Like there's this picture that says, do you see what I see? Yes, do you see what I see? And so the question we're asking this morning is, what do you wonder about when it comes to the Christmas story? Like, and this is going to be a conversation, kids, while you color, I want to talk to you as well. Like, what do you wonder about the Christmas story? Anybody? Anybody want to be bold? This is a conversation with and not at. It's a little different this morning. What do you think about the Christmas story? Like, what do you wonder about it? Yes. Yes, right. How did they make the trip? How long was it? Did they provide, like, all you see in the pictures, right, is just a donkey. There's no provisions. Like, donkeys, right? Donkeys, but, like, there's no provisions. What did they do? Were they bad people? They're bad travelers? I don't know, right? We don't see that. What else? What do you wonder about the Christmas story? The star of wonder. Ooh, wonder. Get that? Ooh, thank you. Star of wonder. Yes, star of wonder. Why was it different than all the other stars? Did they miss it? Were they bad at you know, astronomy? But what about this night? Yeah, what else? What do you wonder about? What do you wonder about in the Christmas story?
I wonder about the presents
that they gave, the wise men. Yeah, that's probably a good investment for 20 years. But why does that matter for a baby? Like, sometimes I feel like that first birthday, the gifts are more to the parents than it is to the kids. But yes, why did they choose those things, right? Was it because to honor him? Were they valuable? And so they needed to bring something worthy to this Messiah, this king. What else? What else do you wonder about? Yeah.
I've always wondered about the comfort of Mary. So when Jesus, while she was traveling on the donkey, if he wasn't moving as much because he's Jesus, or if she was totally unbearably uncomfortable. And then with the birth, how fast was it?
Okay, come on, ladies. All of you here that have birthed babies, like, riding a donkey at, like, 9 months, and you're just like, this is the lap of luxury, right? Like, how long was the labor? Yes. Was it Jesus? Was it just, like, this, like, immaculate, not only conception, but delivery, right? All of you are like, whoever had an epidural is like, that's actually what it like with before epidurals, right? Like, the Lord of epidurals, right? I'm sorry. what else? What do you wonder about? What do you wonder about? Yeah, like, yes, right, because we see in the pictures that the wise men are there, like, on, like, his birth, right? But we do know and read is that it take months, and that the star was not just there on one day, but they arrived even later, right? But we get in this instantaneous culture that the birth happened, they cleaned baby Jesus up, and then everybody arrived, right? What else? What do you wonder about? Yes, that is a beautiful thing to wonder about, like how all his hearts, and then he died, like what happened? Yes, I love it. What else? What do you wonder about?
What happened to the heart when he died?
Yeah, what happened to Jesus' heart when he died, right? This birth of an actual organ in Jesus' heart, right? It's a beautiful piece, like he had all of like the same parts and organs that we do, right? Ears, nose, mouth, like this beautiful thing, the Messiah. But here's the thing. So I wanted to think about, go even further. This idea that you have constructed, of an idea of what it looks like. But I want us to entertain the medium of art as we wonder. Because I think, when we think of creativity in art, whether that's paintings, pictures, drawings, images, it allows us to see something that we might not have seen. So I wanted you to take a moment and in your own, head right now, pull up the picture of what you think it looked like when Jesus was born. Kids, think about it. Close your eyes. What it was like when Jesus was born. Who was there? Like, engage your senses. What did it smell like? What did it feel like? What did you hear? What did you see? Was any there any, like, taste or something in the air that hit your tongue that made you think of something else? Now, as you have that set in your mind and your wonder, take a look at this piece. The question we want to ask, again, is what do you see? Compare the image that you had in your head and ask me, I want to ask the question, what do you see? What do you see? Kids, do you see anything? Like, what do you see? What do you see? What do you see? I see some people talking over here, but I want to, yeah, what did you see?
I see a baby.
Yes, a baby, like right in the middle, right? That's important. Sometimes artists put the most important things in the middle. Way to go. Way to see that one. All right. I got a kid. Anybody else? Yes.
I see baby Jesus and the two people taking care of him.
Who do you think those people are?
His parents.
Yes, right? Like, hopefully this is Mary and Joseph, right, kids? Like, on the birth, this is your parents, right? Right. Yes, Jesus in the middle, but he has two people taking care of him, right? Anybody else? What do you see? Yeah.
I see stars.
Yeah, because it probably wasn't like our day where we had all the lights. And so, you know, when you go into a dark place and you see a lot of stars, I bet that's what they saw. What else? What do you see? Yeah. For sure, right? Like, we're talking about, you know, Israel and that time of year, cold, but they look pretty good. Oh, yes, number seven. They look pretty, like, I don't know, baby Jesus isn't all wrapped up. They could have done a better job of caring for Jesus, right? What else? What do you see? What do you wonder, adults? Come on. The kids are putting you to shame. It looks awfully clean. Yes. Oh my gosh. Clean, right? The baby's clean. Mary's looking good. She did her hair, right? Like, and Joseph is just relaxed, right? I don't know if he's happy or he's sad. Yeah, what else? What do you see? But, okay, yeah. So the absence of like straw and hay, because we typically think that was in a stable, right? Yeah, stable. But this is the absence, right? It makes you wonder. What else do you see?
Yeah,
oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, he said, it looked amazing that dad's standing back and then in the face and the eyes is realizing I have a family now. That moment between, there was, now it was the two of us and now it's the three of us. For those like who've been parents, you know that moment. Your mind and your emotions and your heart have all exploded and created space for something else. What else? What do you see? I want you to look deeper. Yeah.
I see God's light illuminating, his love illuminating down on them, especially on Mary and the baby.
Yeah, you see in the art, in the painting, the streaks that are not only behind, but that Jesus is, the color palette is a little bit lighter, illuminating our focus upon Jesus, right? What else? What do you wonder? Come on. Somebody in the back row. Come on. Y'all are, I know y'all sit back there for a reason. Yeah. Yes, the contrast of dark and light. Do you see that? almost everything is a dark tone except for Jesus and Mary. There's, you know, a couple of things that I want, and just feel free to like interject too. One of the things that I see, and it's kind of like what one of our, what one of you said, is I look at Mary's face, and I wonder if she's feeling the weight that this is not just any child, but this is the Messiah. And I wonder if she's asking the question, can I do this? As a first-time mom, not can I just do this for any child, but can I do this for the Messiah? Wonder opens our eyes to what we don't see. It opens up our curiosity, the questions, the doubts that we have. Do you see what God sees in this moment? What do you think God sees in this moment? What do you think? This is a question. All these, like, we're just asking questions this morning. For you to like help others understand what you see and how your faith is formed. What do you see? What does God see in this moment? Yes. Yes, the ground where they're laying, right? It's not comfortable. It's not a hospital bed. That it wasn't the birthplace that was expected. So good. What else? What does God see in this moment? Yeah. Yes, the unfolding of God's plan is finally here. I don't know if you've ever just waited and it feels like forever you've been waiting on something, but then it's here. You know what I see in this moment? I see this moment of, I want you to look at this next art piece. Does anybody know what this is? It's what?
Jesus.
Okay. Yep. It is the Milky Way. Awesome. And we are where? Somewhere in there?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been, like, have you ever been out, like, in the middle of darkness where it's illuminated where you can actually see this? Yes. Right? Stars and Milky Ways in your room? But have you ever been to a place where you can see this? We're on this ball of gas in the middle of that, that Jesus at the beginning of time spoke this into existence. The same Jesus that arrived as a child did that. It makes me think for a moment, this text in Colossians 1. It says this, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, the visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him. For he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. When you put it together, kids, what did you think it was before? Did you have any ideas when you were coloring it, what it might be? Right now you see this baby Jesus, but you only had part of the picture, right? You had a little portion and you were just told to what?
Color.
To color. Right? You held a piece of the story, right? You held a moment, a part of, and then you put them all together and what happened? Jesus came together. And one of the things that I love about this moment and this picture that you can see both that our kids created and in here is it says that Jesus held all things together. I want you to take, he says like, right, he holds the invisible and the visible. The powers, the principalities, the heavens and the earth. Close your eyes for a moment and wonder, who do you see when we describe a God who holds all things together? Who do you see? Yeah. Love it. that God came both fully human and fully divine. The God who holds all things together is the baby. Stop for a moment, and maybe you never thought about it. The same God and the same Jesus who spoke the Milky Way and everything into creation in the form of this child still holds all things together. It's not the grown man Jesus. He too holds all things together. But even as an infant, in this early minutes of life, this same Jesus holds all things together. He holds what was, what is, and what will be in him. That means he holds you and me in him in the form of none of us were here, but still in his arrival here in the space that we, if he is holding all things and all things exist in him, you and I existed in this. All things before, now, and will be is held in this child. Yeah. Yes, all of our hearts and our lives are held in place in Jesus. He who knew every hair on your head existed in him. The tensions of what you hope or what happens is held in here. Like, the thing about this and the thing that we wonder about is that we don't expect a child to hold all things together. We want this image to be transformed into a resurrected Jesus. But this is the wonder about this story. That Jesus didn't appear as a full-formed man, holding all things together with his power and his might and his intellect. In him, all things hold together here, you and I included, in the uniqueness of Jesus and the way that Jesus was created, that there will be no other unique human being like Jesus. There will be no unique human being like you and me. That you are a once in a lifetime, once in an eternity gift to this world, the same way as Jesus. And he held you together in him until your arrival here. You were here. You were here. You were held by Jesus. It's not what you expected. It's not what you expected. But it's what arrived. In him, all things hold together, you and I. And so in this art, in this beauty of this mosaic, you are held here. And so what we want to do is I want you to continue and invite you to wonder. In the next moments, we're going to participate in communion. This Discipleship Sunday isn't just about sitting back and being passive, but participating in understanding how you are uniquely wired and how you are held. So what we're going to do is we're going to have communion, and we're going to invite you to participate in communion, but we're also going to invite you to participate with the kids as well. That is, just as this is a masterpiece, so are you. So as the kids have held together this piece, what you're going to do is to come in and bring your once-in-a-lifetime unique fingerprint. You are a gift. You are here. And in him, he still holds you together. You are a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and gift. And in him, your hopes, your sorrow, your joy, your love is held in Jesus. And don't quickly move past this. I want you to sit for a moment and to think and to ponder and to look at the picture of how in him the galaxies existed. And then I want you to add your fingerprint to it, to remind you that in this moment, he holds you together as we wait for his arrival.